on this program have some things in common. They all have a connection. In 2009, I completed a 10-year project, namely a work for 26 pieces or studies for the piano. I call these etudes, which of course you know is Italian for studies. After so long a period working on the so-called chamber music category, I had a desire to continue exploring instruments that normally would be considered ensemble instruments. The first of these was the viola. From this came the L'Ecstasy d'Amour, which is for viola and piano, which concludes the program today. Following this came a rarely heard English horn as a solo instrument. After this, then the equally rare bassoon, both considered double reed instruments, and both not especially considered solo instruments. While the English horn has been featured for its solo capacity, the instrument has traditionally been a transposed instrument. That is to say that most of the time the violin repertoire has been transposed down to the viola. I wanted to help to make a contribution to the repertoire of this beautiful instrument by writing a piece just for the English horn as a solo instrument. Alice Manti and Robert Cassidy now perform for the first time the Romance in D flat for English horn and piano.
Thank you.
friend and professional colleague, Maria Corley, a concert pianist, who premiered and recorded 12 of my 26 etudes for solo piano, commissioned me early in December, this past December, to write a piece for her ensemble. That group consisted of clarinet, violin, and piano. The combination was one which I found very intriguing, and it presented some artistic challenges. When I reviewed the literature in this particular category, I found a very limited number of works, and all of them pretty much written in the 20th century. I proceeded to write the first movement in December, followed by a second movement, completed just last month. So this is really right up to date. When we say contemporary music, we ain't kidding today. Okay, now, both of these movements are being shared with you this afternoon. It's still a work in progress. And as we speak, I am working on the third movement. Performance could be considered a kind of a sneak preview, so very special presentation. The first movement is an andante. The second movement is a kind of a march. It turned out to be a march. I didn't know what I was getting into when I started it, but that's what it turned out to be, and it's an allegro. The movement's about 6-7 minutes each. So Victoria Mara, clarinet, Laura Simna, a violin, and Robert Cassidy will do a sneak preview of my trio for clarinet, violin, and piano.